Evan Boland, poet, died on April 27th, aged 75.
When summer nights were warm, Evan Boland liked to stand in the front doorway of her small suburban house in Dundrum, outside Dublin. She would look at the buddleia and at the lamplight glossing the leaves of the hedge. Yet these things were not simply visible to her. She saw them with her body. It was as if she was part of some great continuum, or stood in a place of myth, like the women singers she imagined in the hard west of Ireland, whose mouths were filled with Atlantic storms and clouded over stars and exhausted birds. This sense of communality, which led her to be one of Ireland's finest poets, was essentially a woman's feeling. And it was missing almost entirely from Irish poetry. There the voice was male, bardic, authoritative, grown sweet and self-confident on the flattery of princes. It was I, not we. The poet was a hero, a seer, a towering figure, Yeats above all, whose themes were history, epic and elegy. This was not a world for women. When they featured in the work, they were mostly objectified, passive and silent. No page recorded the low music of our outrage. Their own poems were not encouraged, as if they were women's magazine things that would defile the pure visionary flow. If she were to write in the men's style, with their assurance, she would fit right in, as she fitted into the clever literary conversations in the pubs round St. Stephen's Green when she was at Trinity College.